You're listening to Popstar Conversations, taking you inside with your favorite musical artists.
Today, Chuck and I will be speaking with Joe Hahn from Linkin Park.
Hey, Joe, it's good to have you here.
Hey, welcome to the show, Joe.
Can you tell us what makes Joe Hahn the most creative and yet the most introverted member of Linkin Park?
I wouldn't say I'm the most creative. I have, like, the stuff that I do. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm into art and fashion and just kind of cool stuff, you know, so more art-driven types of things.
Would you say that Linkin Park has been a catalyst and yet it has created a lot of opportunities for you?
Yeah, for sure.
Since you're directing all of the band's videos, can you see yourself possibly working in films one day?
Still trying to figure that part out.
But you've already done a short film called The Seed.
Oh, yeah.
I heard you acquired the rights to King Rat. Whatever happened to that?
That one, the option wore out, and I wasn't able to get the script down to what it needed to be. As far as The Seed, I'm developing that into a game right now, which is going to be like one of those online games that you play on Facebook, kind of like Farmville or Mafia Wars, that type of thing. So that's going to be coming out very soon.
Yeah, it makes total sense. Considering everything that you're doing, directing films should fall right in line.
Yeah, I live in LA. That's where everything happens. So I'm always, you know, trying to develop projects and this and that. But it's always, it's kind of political how things work. So it's just a matter of the right thing landing at the right time.
You also opened a retail store on Melrose.
What made you select that location in Hollywood?
Melrose is really pretty interesting place. When I was young, I used to live in a different city, but I used to go to Melrose because that was like kind of a cultural hub at the time. It's changed a lot since then because music has changed, and music was a big pulse of that area. I think now you still have Fat Beats and Headline Records, but that's about it. And you know, that's where people used to go, like if you're into punk or rave or hip hop or whatever. It was everything was there, from like the vintage to the Doc Martin boots to all the record shops. So it was just a place where I thought I could like just kind of set up shop and sell some things that I'm into, and you know, if I want to do like little art shows once in a while, I can do that there and definitely support my vinyl toy hobby, that kind of thing.
Can you tell us about these vinyl figures that you sell?
Oh, the Bear Bricks?
Yeah,
those are cool because a company called Medicom started this Bear Brick thing. They were the first ones to do it in terms of getting different artists to embellish this Lego looking bear. Since then, there's been a lot of like companies to copy that kind of model, like Key Bear and things like that. But I've always been a fan. You know, it's been a cool kind of hobby of mine. So it's cool to be able to have a shop where I can share it.
I heard that the store has an assortment of Japanese and American art. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Little bit. I mean, there's European stuff. There's like stuff like Maharishi, and there's art-driven stuff. There's like a lot of LA culture stuff. There's things from Japan, Hong Kong, Europe. It's kind of, there's no like specific, this is what it's about. It's kind of like, it changes from time to time. It's just kind of whatever we're feeling at the moment.
So these would be considered pieces of art?
Yeah, I mean, in a lot of ways, art has become fashionable and fashion has become like art, you know? So this is kind of, we kind of set things up that kind of fall in between, you know? The art world used to be, you know, like one of a kind, like, but now it seems to be more mass produced and, you know, there's a lot of commercialism in art, you know, where and then you go look at fashion and a lot of it goes the other way, where fashion has become more limited and that kind of thing.
Do you design yourself or do you collaborate with others?
A little bit of both. So once in a while, not too often, especially because on tour and busy with the music stuff. But I've designed a few things in the past, and we try to work with some up and coming artists that we think are pretty cool that people should check out.
When you're on tour, it must give you a broad perspective for your business.
Well, it's good. Like, I mean, I travel all over the world, and so I get to see different things and how people consume things in different areas and how people view art and fashion and how they kind of apply that to their lifestyle. So
the name of the store is Suru. What does that mean?
It means to do in Japanese. Originally it was a very exclusive t-shirt kind of thing where we did everything in limited numbers, but it became a little difficult to manage. So we broadened out and we sell a variety of other things, but it just sounded like a cool name.
Can you tell us what the price point is on some of the items in the store?
I mean, if you want like a little tchotchke, like toy, you can spend $5, or you can buy a t-shirt for $35, or if you want to spend a lot, like a couple grand, you can, there's some stuff there too, you know.
You're also working on this project about Darth Vader. What's that about?
Oh, that was a project put together by a guy named Dove Kellimer, and he's a big Star Wars collector. Like a lot of people, and they want to find anything Star Wars, he's the guy to go to because he has everything. So he teamed up with Lucas and put together the Vader project, where he got 100 different artists to paint on helmets, and then they got auctioned off, and I got to do one, and mine was kind of loosely based off of like a samurai, but I embellished it with a gold paint and antlers. Yeah.
Are you a Star Wars collector?
Yeah, my house. I even have a Han Solo frozen in carbonite.
The original size?
Yeah, it's a copy of the original.
Wow.
What else do you collect?
I used to collect sneakers, but not so much anymore because they stink and they take up a lot of room.
Joe, it sounds like you got your hands full. Good luck with everything, and thanks a lot for being here.
Joe, thanks so much for being here today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you again for listening to Popstar Conversations. Be sure to click the subscribe button below and hit the red bell so that you'll be notified of our next exclusive interview.
Thank you for listening to Popstar Conversations. Please join us again for another conversation with your favorite musical artist.